Our responsibility. Nothing is of greater importance than the education of our children and young people.
The Church should arouse and manifest a deep interest in this work, for now as never before, Satan and his host are determined to enlist the youth under the black banner that leads to ruin and death.
God has appointed the Church as a watchman, to have a jealous care over the youth and children, and is a sentinel to see the approach of the enemy and give warning of danger. But the Church does not realize the situation. She is sleeping on guard. In this time of peril, fathers and mothers must arouse and work as for life, or many of the youth will be forever lost. While we should put forth earnest efforts for the masses of the people around us, and push the work into foreign fields, no amount of labor in this line can excuse us for neglecting the education of our children and youth. They are to be trained to become workers for God. Both parents and teachers, by precept and example, are so to instill the principles of truth and honesty into the minds and hearts of the young that they will become men and women who are true as steel to God and His cause. Parents and teachers do not estimate the magnitude of the work given them in training the young. The experience of the children of Israel was written for us upon whom the ends of the world are come. As in their day, so now the Lord would have the children gathered out from those schools where worldly influences prevail, and placed in our own schools, where the Word of God is made the foundation of education. If ever we are to work in earnest, it is now. The enemy is pressing in on all sides, like a flood. Only the power of God can save our children from being swept away by the tide of evil. The responsibility resting upon parents, teachers, and church members, to do their part in cooperation with God, is greater than words can express. To train the young to become true soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ is the most noble work ever given to man. Only devout and consecrated men and women, who love children and can see in them souls to be saved for the Master, should be chosen as church school teachers. Teachers who study the Word of God as it should be studied will know something of the value of the souls under their care, and from them the children will receive a true Christian education. In the closing scenes of this earth's history, many of these children and youth will astonish people by their witness to the truth, which will be born in simplicity, yet with spirit and power. They have been taught the fear of the Lord, and their hearts have been softened by a careful and prayerful study of the Bible. In the near future, many children will be endued with the Spirit of God, and will do a work in proclaiming the truth to the world, that at that time cannot well be done by the older members of the Church. The Lord would use the church school as an aid to the parents in educating and preparing their children for this time before us. Then let the church take hold of the school work in earnest and make it what the Lord desires it to be. We cannot afford to separate spiritual from intellectual training. Well may parents dread intellectual greatness for their children, unless it is balanced by a knowledge of God and His ways. This lies at the foundation of all true knowledge. In the place of unsanctified rivalry for earthly honor, let it be the highest ambition of our students to go forth from their school life as missionaries for God, educators who will teach what they have learned. Students who leave school with this purpose will draw to Christ not only men and women, but children and youth. They will do a work in the world that not all the powers of evil can counteract. Teachers, awake to your responsibilities, your privileges. Well may you inquire, who is sufficient for these things? My grace is sufficient for thee, is the assurance of the great teacher. If you leave him out of the question, seeking not his aid, hopeless indeed is your task. But in his wisdom and strength you may nobly succeed.